This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات ربه وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Holy Quran, and Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. This verse is in Surah Al-An'am, which is the sixth surah of the Holy Quran, in verse number 154. 153. So Surah 6, verse 153. It's a very important ayah to remember. For those who love the Sunnah, very important ayah to memorize. And the hadith of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us, very famous hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. In the verse quoted from Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pointedly says, normally Allah would say, قُلْ, O Muhammad, you tell them. Yeah, there's no you tell them. Allah tells us directly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. And verily, this is صِرَاطِي, Allah says, this is my way, meaning the way Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's saying this. Allah says, and we'll come to know why it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not about himself. Allah says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. And verily, this is my way. مُسْتَقِيمًا. Straight, the straight way. فَاتَّبِعُوا. And then a verb of command follows. فَاتَّبِعُوا. So follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ. Do not follow ways, other ways. فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ. And you will be misled and taken away from his path. From his path, meaning the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is why this following of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been enshrined in the Quran in many verses. And probably the best verse for me is this verse. And the other verse is, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you say you love Allah. So here Allah talks about love for Him. We love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you say you love me, فَاتَّبِعُوا, then follow him. Follow him. Who's him? He is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُحْبِبَ لَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Two things will happen to you. You love Allah, you follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what will happen to you? Allah will love you. And Allah will forgive your sins. What does all this mean? I read a documentary the other day about a non-Muslim who went into the Muslim lands, and he was a sociologist, and he wanted to see how Muslims interact with their deen. What is it that makes them came to this deen of Islam. And he says he found one thing which he didn't find in any other faith. And that was Muslims loved their Prophet. You can say anything about their Quran. You can say anything about whatever you want to talk about. But do not insult their Prophet. Do not say pejorative things about the Prophet. Don't say anything bad about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, if you do that, not only will people react where you are, and people are saying that, the world will react against you. Muslims are prepared to die for the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alayhi salatu wasallam. What does the Prophet say? La yu'minu ahadukum. None of you truly believes. Hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. Until you love me more, says the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, than your parent, than your child, and wa nasi ajma'in, and the whole of humanity. In other words, the love of Muhammad must be greater than any other love that you may have. And that was the love that the Sahaba had for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're prepared to give their lives for him at any moment, at any time. They're prepared to give him everything that they had for his cause. Like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Everything. And then when he asked Abu Bakr, what did you leave for your family? He said, I left for my family Allah and his Rasul. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if they're not happy with Allah and his Rasul, they will be happy with nothing in life. So the irony of the situation is, the irony of all this ayat that I quoted, hadith which I quoted, the experience of this traveler and in Muslim lands is that, what about us? People say that we love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How do we love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What do we do that shows our love for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What should we do? What don't we do? The Quran is clear, you must follow his way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't follow any other tariqah. Don't follow any other way. Follow only the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُحْبِبَ لَكُمْ وَيَخْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will love you. Because many people say they do things because they love Allah. They do so many things. They travel through the world. They say, why do you go there? Why do you do? Oh, because I love Allah. So what can you reply to the person? You say, if you say you love Allah, you must follow who? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how do we express our love? We can't embrace the Prophet. He's physically not present among us. We can't smile with him. He's not physically. We can't spend money on him. He's not there. He's not with us. So how do we express our love for him? We express our love for him by following him and him alone. Allah makes that very clear. Sabiluhu, his way. It's only one way. As they say, there's only one way, and that is the highway. So our highway, our sirat al-mustaqim. And we ask Allah every day, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide us on the straight path. What is the straight path? The path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But do we really do that? Or do we invent, have we all invented our own paths? If you ask a man today, so who's your sheikh? Who do you belong to? He'll say, well, I belong to this group. I don't say, well, I belong to that group. And I belong to this group. Few will say, I'm a Muslim. I follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if you say those words, you must mean it. You can't be following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow your group. No, 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 no. That's nifaq. That's hypocrisy. You must be firm and to say that this is my way that Allah has told me to follow. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alayhi salatu wasalam. So today, inshallah, I want to give an introduction to what is the sunnah? Because we are asked to follow the sunnah. That is following Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can't walk behind him. He's not here anymore. Like the Sahaba did, they walked behind him, they accompanied him. That's how they showed the love for him, and they wanted to learn his tariqah, his way of doing things. Today, what do we have? We have his sunnah. His perfect sunnah. Every act, every word, every expression was recorded by the Sahaba alayhim as-salatu wasalam. Either they memorized it or they wrote it down. And if we don't want to believe that, then we must also reject the idea that they also memorized the Quran and wrote the Quran down. And that Quran that they wrote down and memorized is the Quran that we use today. Prophet gave it to the Sahaba. From the Sahaba, it went to the Tabi'in and came down until we have it today in the year 2020. Exactly as it was revealed. By whose effort? By the effort of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alayhi salatu wasallam. So, what does the word sunnah mean? What does this word mean? Sunnah means, we need to understand, it's very important. Sunnah has a linguistic meaning. Sunnah linguistic meaning means that the ordinary day-to-day usage of the word. So in the ordinary use of the word sunnah means a way or a road or a methodology, method of doing something. In the istilah, in the usage of the fuqaha and the ulama and the usuliyun and the muhaddithun, they say sunnah is ma uthira anin nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aw ruya anin nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min qawlin aw fi'lin aw taqririn. They say that because it's important, we must know what sunnah is. If Allah says follow his way, it means follow his sunnah. So we as Muslims, every Muslim needs to know what this sunnah is. Because this is the road to heaven. Sirat al-mustaqim. Al-sirat ila jannah. This is the way to heaven. So we must know what the word means. And what the opposite of this word also means. Because sometimes by knowing the opposite, we know the meaning of the word. Sometimes by knowing the word, we can know the word, but what the opposite is of that word. So first is, what is his sunnah? What he said. Then, what he did. Then, what he confirmed to be correct. So the Sahaba doing something, he confirmed it and said, fine, that is what you can do it. I haven't done it before, but I now confirm that he's now part of my sunnah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is the strongest of the three? It's a question. Is it what he did, what he said, or what he confirmed? If you should have three things, three ahadith on a matter, which one would be the strongest of the three? What he confirmed, what he said, or what he did? The ulama say that the strongest sunnah of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is what he said. I would have thought what he did. No, what he said. Why? Because what he said will be carried on until the end of time in a chain. But what he did, only the person who saw what he did, that is the word of the person we take. But if the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said something to 10 people, subhanAllah, it was spread. How many people could have seen the person, but the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam maybe taking wudu? Not many people, but lots of them heard what he said, how you should take wudu. So what he said is that which will carry. So the strongest is qala rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. That's why 90% of the hadith is what the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said. Aw sifatun khalqiyya. So we said what he did, what he said, what he confirmed. Also, anything about himself, about him as a human being, that he had looked like this. He was so tall. His hair was like that. This is the way he dressed. This is the way he smiled, and so forth and so on. We learn all this from the Sahaba. They took careful note, and they told us the physical features of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, khuluqiyya, or his character, character traits. What kind of person was he? And also his seerah, his history. Sawa'un kana qabla al-ba'tha aw ba'daha. His history, whether it was before he became a prophet or after he became a prophet, all of his life is included in his sunnah. So you can't say, well, that happened to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before he became a prophet, so not part of his sunnah. No. Every single day of the life of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is part of his sunnah. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is the sunnah, comprehensive sunnah. So you should ask always, if somebody says, you should do this, you should say, did Nabi say that? Did the Nabi do that? Did the Nabi confirm that? Is that part of the way the Nabi was on his person? Is that what he wore? Although he was not, he didn't bring in a fashion. So it doesn't mean we should wear the way the Prophet ﷺ wore. Because the Prophet didn't say, wear like I wear. He said, pray like I pray, but not wear like I wear. He said, you got the aura, you cover that aura in this particular fashion. And his character, ask. You say this, then Muhammad ﷺ was like this, or did things like this. Did he do it like that? Did he do this before the Ba'atha or after the Ba'atha? Before the Prophethood or after the Prophethood? So these are the questions every Muslim, you must ask questions. How will you learn? Nabi ﷺ said, the medicine, ad-dawa, dawahul jahl, the medicine for ignorance is to ask questions. Prophet asked Allah questions. Nabi Musa asked questions. Sahaba asked the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam questions. Some he could answer, others he had to wait for revelation from Allah. But they asked the questions. Today we seem not to be able to ask questions, so we remain ignorant. We're too shy to ask questions. How can everybody know everything? You have to ask questions. So that is the meaning of the word sunnah. Now, there is a word which is opposite to sunnah. It will become clear what sunnah means when you hear the opposite word. Imam Shatibi, rahimahullah, and the scholars amongst us, amongst you people who have read and know that this was a great man in all spheres of Islamic knowledge. Imam Shatibi was an Andalusian scholar. He said, "Lafdhu sunnah fi muqabala al-bid'ah." He said that the opposite of sunnah is bid'ah. He said, "Fulanun ala sunnatin idha amila ala wifq ma amila alayhi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He said, a person is upon the sunnah when he does that which is in agreement with the actions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana dhalik mimma nassa alayhi al-kitab aw la. Whether that is in the Quran or not. So all the actions of the Prophet, whether in the Quran or not, that is part of the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَيُقَالُ فُلَانَ عَلَى بِدْعَةٍ إِذَا عَمِلَ عَلَى خِلَافُ ذَلِكَ. And a person is upon bid'ah or innovation when he does the opposite or something in contradiction to the sayings or the commands or the actions, etc., etc., of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he completes this quotation. He says, and sunnah also applies, listen very carefully to this alim says, because this is universal knowledge. Every Muslim must know this and understand this. There's ijma' on this, meaning that there is consensus amongst all the Muslims from the time of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam up to now that this is part of our deen. What is it? Aidan lafdhu sunnah ala ma amila alayhi sahaba. Wujad dhali fil Quran wa sunnah aw lam yujad. What is this? What does this mean? He says, the word sunnah also applies to that which the sahaba did. Radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And we'll hear later the hadith on this. This is very important, this link. The link, now you know that the sunnah is what everything the Prophet came with, and everything the sahaba did, whether that is to be found in the Quran, whether it is found in the Quran or sunnah or not, it is part of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does it mean? It means that whatever the sahaba did and was confirmed in the time of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's part of his sunnah. Whatever the sahaba did after the death of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is part of the sunnah. So where's our proof for that? Where is our proof that included in the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam includes the actions of the companions after the demise of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? There are many, many proofs. There's lots of evidence for this. But let me quote you one. This hadith is narrated by Imam Tirmidhi. And many other of the Sahih Sita, the six books, authentic books of hadith. And it talks about Al-Firqa Al-Najiyah. It talks about the successful group. That group which will be successful in this dunya. And most importantly, that group for whom the Prophet ﷺ will intercede on the Day of Judgment. Very important to know this. So you may fail in this dunya in many things. We all do. But if you listen to this hadith about the companions of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what they did is part of the sunnah, it will be part of your salvation on the day of Qiyamah. What about this successful group? This is taken from a hadith narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu وغيره من other sahaba. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said وأن أمتي ستفترق على 72 فرقة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said verily my ummah, my nation will be divided into 72 فرقة, sects, groups. Each one will have a different name. We know the world is full of groups, whether it be in Islam, whether it be outside of Islam. And within groups, there are more groups. Because it's a group, that group splinters, becomes two groups. Those two groups splinter, becomes four groups. Even within the deen of Islam. Mr. Islam said, ultimately, we'll be divided into 72 groups. Kulluha finnar. Astaghfirullah, Allah must protect us. All of them will be go to Jahannam. Astaghfirullah. What did the Prophet say? My ummah. Ummati, my ummah. Who's the Prophet's ummah? We are the Prophet's ummah. Prophet's ummah. Non-Muslims outside the ummah will be divided into 72 sects and they will go to Jahannam. No. Prophet said, my ummah will be divided into 72 sects. And all of them will go to Jahannam except one. Listen carefully, my dear brothers and sisters. So which means that 71 sects of this ummah will declare the kalima, will go to Jahannam except one. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, man whom, Ya Rasulullah? Who is this group? Out of all the 72 that will go to Jannah, who are they? وفي رواية أخرى أخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم عن هذه الفرقة الناجية بقوله. And in many روايات نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says الذين على ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the group that will be successful in the Akhirah. The Akhirah, where it counts. Many people say, you know, that person belongs to that group. Look how successful he is. That other person belongs to that group. Look how unsuccessful he is. Success is not in our hands, my dear brothers and sisters. Success is in the hands of Allah. And dunya success is meaningless. Because whatever success we have in this dunya, we're going to leave behind. Every single thing we're going to leave behind. Our failures, our successes. But our success in Akhirah, that we take with us. الَّذِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِي. He said, the only group that will be successful, الَّذِينَ are those عَلَى مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ, upon which I am. Those upon which what I am upon. In other words, those who are upon my sunnah and everything I stand for and everything I came with. Wa ashabi, and my companions. So what Nabi said, well, who are the of the 72 groups? Who is the group that will go to Jannah? That group which adheres to his sunnah and to the sunnah of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is nothing simpler. This is simplicity at its best. This is the beauty of Islam. It teaches us the simple truths of this life and the after. We have no complexities and complications. We don't have to decide which group to belong to. No. The decision is made for us. Follow the sunnah of the Nabis. Find out what it is. So you would say to yourself, somebody ask you, you know, which group do you belong to? Say, I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim. Alhamdulillah, I'm trying to make my salah in accordance the way the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made salah. That's my striving now. I'm trying to give my zakah the way Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded me. I'm trying to fast the way Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked me to fast. Allah and His Prophet taught me. And I want to go for Hajj the way the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went for Hajj. Today we hear so many things is on the program. Subhanallah. People go from here, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. None of which, 99% is not part of the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Nabi gave us strict instructions, particularly about Hajj. Particularly about, he said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood in front of the Kaaba and he said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Take from me the rites of Hajj. فإني لا أدري لعلي لا ألقاكم بعد آمن هذا. Take from me the rites of Hajj, for I do not know whether I will still be with you next year. How truly he spoke, because that was his Hajj, his first Hajj, his last Hajj. What do we come along and what do? We say, no, no. People are bored. We must give them this to do. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And so we start this drift away from the sunnah. We say we love him. But we do everything which he didn't do. How is that love? When Allah says, follow his road. Follow his way. If he made qasr and jam on Arafah, you make qasr and jam on Arafah. If he said do that, this is required of you. When the Sahaba asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what must we do on Arafah? There's nothing to do on Arafah. There's no salah to be made on Arafah. Nothing. What did the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Make this dhikr or make that dhikr or read this so many hundreds of times or that so many. No. He said to the Sahaba, the best dhikr you can make on the day of Arafah, on Arafah, is to say the words, La ilaha illallah. Bas, khalas. Why? He said that was the best dhikr that was made by all the anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah. Because Arafah is a declaration. Your declaration and recognition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your Lord. And you shall worship none except Him, and you shall follow no one's tariqah or way except the tariqah of Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. Decomplicate your life. Don't complicate your life as a Muslim. Decomplicate it. Don't complicate it. Why should you complicate it? Do that which will keep you on that path. Very easy path. You keep on to that path. Because that is the only path that will take you to Jannah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding of the sunnah. All I ask from you, my brothers and sisters, is that don't be afraid to ask. But ask the right questions. It is not man that makes Islam great. It is Islam that makes man great. We can't make Islam great. We can't make the truth great. The truth makes us great. If we have the truth, that makes us great. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the eyes of man, you are just somebody that is a nuisance because you continue to speak the truth. But that truth will make you great on the day of Qiyamah. And it's not an easy path. Because if it was an easy path, it would have been the path of the prophets. But we know none of them had an easy road. None of them had an easy way. And the first people who rejected him was their flesh and blood, their own family. Nabi Ibrahim's father, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's uncles, and his other extended family. Why? What did he do? What did Nabi Ibrahim do? What did Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do? What did Nabi Nuh do to his son? One thing. He spoke to them the truth. And they refused to accept it. Sayati ala nasi zaman. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a time will come when a person who wants to follow the deen of Allah will be like a man who keeps a hot coal in his hand and he cannot let go of it. SubhanAllah. Truth, the true deen, when you cling to it, it's like keeping a piece of coal in your hand. And continuously keeping it in your hand. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give an understanding of His deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, the energy, the intention to make this deen beautiful for all of us, simple for all of us, straightforward for all of us. That when we practice this deen, we smile. Whether we go to the maqbara, whether we go to the masjid, whether we go to the marketplace, because everywhere we say to ourselves, I'm following the sunnah. I'm following the sunnah. I have nothing to fear. I'm following the sunnah. I know what the sunnah is. And I'm following the sunnah. And mashallah, it is such a beautiful sunnah, the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.